And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of October, 2014. It was on this date, 1978, the book The Stories of John Cheever was published by Alfred A. Knopf. John Cheever, who said, "For me, a page of good prose is where one hears the rain. A page of good prose is when one hears the noise of battle. A page of good prose seems to me the most serious dialogue that well-informed and intelligent men and women carry on today in their endeavor to make sure that the fires of this planet burn peaceably. Fiction is art, and art is the triumph over chaos, to celebrate a world that lies spread out around us like a bewildering and stupendous dream." It was on this date in 1920, Sinclair Lewis's novel Main Street was published, set in the fictional town of Gopher City, Minnesota. In the book, Sinclair Lewis wrote, "All this working land was turned into exuberance by the light. The sunshine was dizzy on open stubble. Shadows from immense cumulus clouds were forever sliding across low mounds, and the sky was wider and loftier and more resolutely blue than the sky of cities. It's a glorious country, a land to be big in." And it's the birthday of Michael Crichton, born in Chicago, 1942, who liked to write, went off to Harvard to be an English major, but one of his professors kept giving him C's on papers. And so for an assignment on Gulliver's Travels, Crichton turned in an essay written not by him but by George Orwell, and the professor gave him a B- on that. And so Crichton figured he may as well not major in English. Went on to medical school. He started writing novels to make some extra money. His first, entitled Odds On, in 1966. And then other novels about the unintended consequences of science or technology gone too far. And it's the birthday of the poet Robert Bridges, born in Walmer, England, 1844. Born into a wealthy family, he planned that he was going to work as a doctor until he turned 40, and then he would retire, and having learned something about human nature, he would write poetry. But he got sick with a lung problem, had to retire early, spent decades working on his poetry, produced limited editions, expensive limited editions of his poetry. In 1925, his daughter died, and after her death, he worked on a poem in her honor, The Testament of Beauty. Came out in 1929, just about 6 months before his death. Many people consider it his greatest work. Here's a poem by Robert Bridges on his birthday. "I love all beauteous things. I love all beauteous things. I seek and adore them. God hath no better praise, and man in his hasty days is honored for them. I too will something make, and joy in the making, although tomorrow it seem like the empty words of a dream remembered on waking." I Love All Beauteous Things by Robert Bridges. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.